The days of Hajj with specific rituals and the Eid al-Adha. 8th to the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. Umrah before the Hajj. Most pilgrims reach Mecca days before the start of the actual Hajj and perform Umrah first. During Umrah, they complete the following steps. 1. Enter the state of Ihram at a designated miqat. 2. Stand before the black stone. 3. Make the tawaf of 7 circuits around the Kaaba. 4. Pray 2 rakahs at the Maqam Ibrahim. 5. Perform the sa'i between Mounts Safa and Marwa. 6. Shave or clip hair to exit the state of Ihram. Hajj, Day 1, 8th of Dhul Hijjah. 1. Depending on which type of Hajj is being performed, pilgrims are already in Ihram, or they re-enter Ihram. 2. From Mecca, pilgrims set out to the tent city at Mina, where they spend the night. 3. If, for some reason, pilgrims cannot reach Mina, they can head straight to Arafat. Day 2. Day of Arafat, 9th of Dhul Hijjah. 4. After sunrise, pilgrims depart for the plain of Arafat. 5. The day is spent in worship. 6. At sunset, pilgrims move on to Muzdalifah, where they perform their Maghrib and Isha prayers, collect pebbles, and spend the night in worship. Day 3, Eid al-Adha, 10th of Dhul Hijjah. 7. Pilgrims depart to Mina just before sunrise. 8. They perform Rami at the Jamarat, pelt the large shaitan only. 9. They perform the sacrifice. 10. Male pilgrims shave their head or trim their hair, and female pilgrims trim a hair strand, thus ending the state of Ihram. 11. Pilgrims then return to Mecca and perform the Tawaf al-Ifada. 12. The Sa'i of Hajj is performed. 13. Pilgrims then return to the encampment at Mina. Day 4 to 6, 11th to 13th of Dhul Hijjah. 14. On each day, the remainder of the pebbles are thrown. Pilgrims pelt all 3 pillars, small, medium, and large, on each of these days. 15. After spending 2 or 3 days in Mina, pilgrims return to the Kaaba and perform the farewell tawaf. Thank you for listening to the story of Yahya and Fatima and their journey through their grandparents' photo album to understand the deeper meanings of the Hajj. I hope you enjoy the activities. Until next time, God willing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.